How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ashley McDonald of NCBA joining us again. We're back with Ashley in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Make tracks the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 3rd through the 5th at State Fair Park. All the latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstration. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by Sure Grip Net Wrap and Baylor Twine. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Raptor Hustler mower with acres of indoor and outdoor exhibits. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking still free. You can check it out more for details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Is the proposal made last week by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers really good for agriculture? Ashley McDonald is a lawyer on staff of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She specializes in environmental issues for NCBA and for the cattle producers of this country. And Ashley, is this a simplification?
The agencies are stating that this is actually a clarification of the definition of waters of the United States, which, you know, if you simply look at the proposed rule, which is 371 pages, I think that gives you a good idea of exactly how clear this rule is. You know, a farmer out there on his property is going to have to read through 371 pages just to see if his ditch is covered or not. You know, there's three different types of ditches, two of which are exempted, some of which activities are exempted on, but they're going to have to look through all of those to understand whether they need a federal permit and what type of federal permit just to do routine activities that happen to impact that ditch. I think that underscores the clarity that this rule provides to farmers and ranchers across the country.
Ashley, as EPA rolled this definition out, they also said there are quite a few exclusions for agriculture. Do they work for farmers, ranchers?
You know, in short, no, they don't. They're not enough to give farmers and ranchers the clarity that we have been asking for over 30 years. You know, they have provided some exclusions for certain types of ditches that don't carry perennial flow or that don't connect to other jurisdictional water. But again, the analysis and the amount of time and effort that producers are going to have to go through to look at every segment of ditch on their property and to see if it's excluded or not, that's not what we were asking for.
And Ashley McDonald says there are more gotchas in this proposed rule.
There's other exemptions that the agency is proposing this rule under the 404 program. Of course, those aren't actually exclusions from the category of waters of the United States. Those are actually exempted activities from having to get a 404 permit under the dredge and fill program. Unfortunately, those exemptions don't cover things like spray drift that might happen to get into that ditch that isn't excluded from the category of the waters of the United States and now needs a 402 MPDES permit. Even those excluded ditches that aren't a water of the United States, the agency has said now that they can be actual point sources that when they deliver water into a jurisdictional ditch, they're now point sources subject to an MPDES 402 permit. So you can see exactly how complicated and convoluted this regulation actually is, and that it's going to provide farmers and ranchers with zero clarity. The only thing that they're going to know is that their waters are probably need some sort of federal permit to do any type of activity on their land.
And actually, it sure seems like that the bottom line for this particular proposed rule on the waters of the U.S. is that this is an expansion of the definition of what a water is.
Well, you're exactly right. The definition of tributary alone now includes ditches. You know, I talk a lot about ditches, but it's a very important point of this rule. There are waters that have not been covered that are now covered, contrary to what the EPA and the Corps have said. In our view, it will regulate more waters. It will regulate, in fact, more land than they have regulated before. You know, this is a land grab. This is controlling the land. A lot of these streams will not even have flow in them for large parts of the year, and the EPA is still going to claim jurisdiction over that dry stream bed.
Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ashley McDonald. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The next Superior Video Livestock Auction sale coming up Friday, April 4th, 8 a.m. Central Time. 38,500 head to sell this Friday. 10,700 yearling steers, 5,900 yearling heifers, 11,850 wean calves, and 9,400 calves on cows. This will all be happening on Rural TV, on Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For more information, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.